It's one of the most enduring stories from Greek mythology, the story of Jason and the crew of the Argo, his Argonauts, and their quest for the Golden Fleece. It has all the elements of a classic story, a hero, a heroic quest, an epic voyage to overcome any number of obstacles, plenty of intervention from the gods, who are as much prey to human frailties as regular humans are. John Watt is directing a modern-day adaptation called Argonautica, the Mid-Pacific School of the Arts, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Chris.
This is, at first blush, a story of manly men and their manly deeds, right?
Absolutely. It's the first voyage across the open ocean of the Greeks, and it's full of testosterone. You know, Hercules is one of the great characters. He's all muscle and not too much brain. But on the other hand, this version by Mary Zimmerman also kind of gives a feminist twist. I was talking to my actors, my student actors the other day, and I said, look at all the testosterone in this play, but yet somehow who drives it? And it turns out it's Hera and Athena and Aphrodite and Medea. It's all the women who actually drive the action of the play. So it's kind of exciting to see that kind of take on it.
There's a lesson in there somewhere, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, how does that play out in terms of how the action is seen on the stage?
Well, it's a fantastic production. It's full of stuff. We have a, you know, a kind of huge setting of a ship's deck with lots of rigging, and we have all kinds of prop. The prop list is beyond belief. We have like big bull's heads and a dragon, and there. And we're trying something new at Mid-Pacific this year. We're actually flying one of our actors up on a cable from the grid, which is kind of exciting. Not as exciting as perhaps Peter Pan, but there's lots going on. You know,
exciting
skeleton
enough
warriors.
For the actor.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's an epic story. So there's, in a small space, you know, we have to negotiate where to put the oars and all kinds of other fun things for the actors, but also, I think, exciting for the spectators as well.
So many epic stories, and I'm thinking of, obviously, of Joseph Campbell here, involve a quest.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the hero's journey, the look for something that gives us, as human beings, kind of a sense of who we are and meaning and our ability to make our way into the world. Is always kind of exciting.
Yeah, what does the Golden Fleece, you know, what does he want from the Golden Fleece? Is it simply riches?
You know, that's interesting. I think originally the way this story plays out, he has no idea about the Golden Fleece except that his father has lost the kingdom to his bad uncle, and he goes to visit the bad uncle, and the bad uncle sends him to find the Golden Fleece just because he thinks, if I send Jason out to get the Golden Fleece, he'll get killed, and he won't bother me about the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And then Jason takes on this quest, and it becomes about really the great adventure for all the men, the ability to do something that nobody else has ever done before.
Yeah.
So I think that's really what the quest is all about.
And that's kind of where its universality
absolutely
comes from.
Yeah.
As well, you know, but the whole idea of the things that motivate heroes and gods often come down to somewhat simple, even petty,
yeah, absolutely,
human motivations, right?
And the Greeks are wonderful about that too, because their gods are just like human beings, only more so.
Yeah, they get jealous.
Yes, absolutely.
They get irrational.
Yes. There's a wonderful scene at the beginning of the first act where Hera and Athena decide that Aphrodite can help them, and they go to visit her. And when the scene opens, of course, Aphrodite's looking in a mirror, and she doesn't want to have anything to do with this.
she's doing her makeup.
Of course,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, very much like what we think of some stereotypical people that we know.
But it also it also goes against the sort of they don't automatically bond together as sisters. There's some jealousies and rivalries.
Oh, absolutely. Aphrodite, Hera and Athena are bonded in some ways, although they have major disagreements as well. Athena, of course, is all about reason, and Hera is much more the kind of motherly, sympathetic character. She likes, to help people out. But at the same time, Athena is the one who really kind of forces the action, whereas Hera finds a guy like Hercules to be, as dumb as a baked potato, I think she says.
That's sort of poor old Hercules gets a little bit deglamorized in this story.
Oh, he absolutely does. And I have a wonderful young man playing him. I saw him last spring, and I said, I think I have a part for you. And he said, oh, what is that? I said, it's Hercules. And he went, And I said, big body, not too bright. And the young man said, I think I can handle that.
Well, that's good that he embraced that whole that whole notion. But for an actor, it could be fun to play somebody who's not too bright, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And the young man who is playing it, is a full IB student. He's a quite bright young man. So the ability to play that kind of character requires some kind of intelligence as well.
Well, it's not easy to play somebody who's not too bright. It's not easy to play somebody who's extremely intelligent.
Yes, absolutely.
People tend to think that if you furrow your brow, you're intelligent, that you've met that goal. But the idea and your whole task is to get your actors to sort of get to that kind of essence, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we're very lucky to have very talented and highly trained students, and we have a long tradition of doing really great work. So our actors have very high expectations for their own work that they do on these projects. And they learn a lot, too. I mean, when we work on a project like this, they learn a lot about Greek culture. They learn a lot about psychology. They learn a lot about what it is to be a human being. And, of course, they work very hard together, so they have to learn about collaboration. And, I think Mary Zimmerman often says that a lot of her plays are about love, centrally, and relationships, and our students get to look at that as well.
Well, it really sounds like a fresh take on a story we thought we knew, right?
Absolutely, and I'm excited to be working on it.
Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
John Watt is the director of Argonautica by Mary Zimmerman, a theatrical retelling of the Greek myth of the voyage of Jason and the Argonauts. It runs on weekends from February 3rd to the 12th at Mid-Pacific Institute's Kauai Hau Recital Hall.